He slammed into the stone ahead, losing his grip on the vine. Throwing his arms out, Thomas flailed, reaching and grabbing to stop his plunge to the hard stone below. At the same instant, he saw the griever out of the corner of his left eye. It had altered its course and was almost on him, reaching out with its clasping claw. Thomas found a vine halfway to the ground and grasped it, his arms almost ripping out of their sockets at the sudden stop. He pushed off the wall with both feet as hard as he could, swinging his body away from it just as the griever charged in with its claw and needles. Thomas kicked out with his right leg, connecting with the arm attached to the claw. A sharp crack revealed a small victory, but any elation ended when he realized that the momentum of his swing was now pulling him back down to land right on top of the creature. Pulsing with adrenaline, Thomas drew his legs together and pulled them tight against his chest. As soon as he made contact with the griever's body, disgustingly sinking inches into its gushy skin, he kicked out with both feet to push off, squirming to avoid the swarm of needles and claws coming at him from all directions. He swung his body out and to the left. Then he jumped toward the wall of the maze, trying to grab another vine. The griever's vicious tool snapped and clawed at him from behind. He felt a deep scratch on his back. Flailing once again, Thomas found a new vine and clutched it with both hands. He gripped the plant just enough to slow him down as he slid to the ground, ignoring the horrible burn. As soon as his feet hit the solid stone floor, he took off, running despite the scream of exhaustion from his body. A booming crash sounded behind him, followed by the rolling, cracking, whirring of the griever. But Thomas refused to look back, knowing every second counted. He rounded a corner of the maze, then another. Pounding the stone with his feet, he fled as fast as he possibly could. Somewhere in his mind, he tracked his own movements, hoping he'd live long enough to use the information to return to the door again. Right, then left. Down a long corridor, then right again. Left, right, two lefts, another long corridor. The sounds of pursuit from behind didn't relent or fade, but he wasn't losing ground either. On and on he ran, his heart ready to blow its way out of his chest. With great sucking heaves of breath, he tried to get oxygen in his lungs, but he knew he couldn't last much longer. He wondered if it'd just be easier to turn and fight. Get it over with. When he rounded the next corner, he skidded to a halt at the sight in front of him. Panting uncontrollably, he stared. Three grievers were up ahead, rolling along as they dug their spikes into the stone, coming directly toward him.